If you believe that there's very little potential, how much action are you going to take?
Nothing.
Nothing, little. And when you take little potential with a little action, what kind of results do you get? Lousy little results. And when you get little results, what does that do to your belief? You go, see, I told you this was a waste of time, told you this wouldn't work. And then what happens? You tap even less potential. You take even less action. You get even worse results, and your belief gets even weaker. And this sucker feeds on itself until you are in a downward spiral.
It's poisonous.
It's poisonous, and it's self-fulfilling. Now, what if something could happen that could come along and fill you with a sense of absolute certainty? Not like, I believe, but mean where you know. In you guys' case, mine as well, we knew because we had to. Because
right.
We burned the boats. There was no other option. We had to find a way. We weren't going to live that way. We all did it in different ways and for different reasons, but in essence, that was it. If you get yourself in a state of certainty that this is going to work, I'm going to find a way, and if this doesn't work, I will make the way, then you tap a lot more potential. And when you're certain in your potential, you take massive action. When you take massive action, you really believe in something, you get great results. When you get great results, your brain goes, see, I told you I was a stud. I told you this thing would work out. Now you're even stronger. You tap more potential, take greater action, greater results. And we get momentum. That's why the rich get richer and the poor get poorer.
Only execution matters. Burn that into your nervous system. Get a tattoo. Do whatever you need to do to remind yourself. Only execution matters. Thinking about it, feeling good about it, those are awesome. But if you have a vision of something you're trying to do, become, whatever, and you don't execute against it, and I don't need you to want to build a big business. If you tell me you want to be the greatest parent of all time, then I'm going to ask you, what are you doing to execute on that goal? What are you doing? How do you define it? What are your deliverables? What are the metrics by which you're judging yourself? And by the way, if you don't want a grand goal, you don't need one. But then say, what I'm trying to do is get centered. I'm trying to experience happiness. Even that, you can begin to look at ways that you can improve that.
The starting point of setting goals is for you to throw off all mental limitations and let your mind roam freely across the entire universe of possibilities. Your primary job at the beginning is to allow yourself to dream big dreams and determine exactly what it is you want out of life in every area and in every dimension. Decide what's right before you decide what's possible. Imagine that you can be or have or do virtually anything that you really want to, as long as you know exactly what it is. First, make up a dream list. Temporarily imagine that you have no limitations of time, money, knowledge, contacts, experience, or education. Imagine that anything that you can write down is possible for you. Remember, anything that you can clearly define and crystallize on paper is probably possible if you want it long enough and hard enough and are willing to make whatever efforts and sacrifices are necessary. There are no unrealistic goals. Only unrealistic timelines.
Most difficult things to do in the world is to admit that you were wrong. Admitting that you were wrong is nothing more than saying, I have been making choices with my mind that have created things in my life that are not working. And I no longer intend to continue making those choices. I was wrong. You don't have to make a declaration of it. You don't have to go out and feel guilty about it. You just simply say, it didn't work. The relationship that I was in before, I behaved in these ways. I didn't realize that it wasn't working for me. Now I do, and this is where I choose to be now.
A better story is a story about how stories transform. And so those are actually perceptual frames of reference that transform. And then I understood that if you don't have respect for the transformation process above all else, then you can't transform your perceptual frames when necessary, and then you can't adapt to error, and that destroys you.
We always have to update our versions about reality because it's the only way that we adapt. Don't believe everything you've read or heard. It just may not be the truth. There's always a greater truth that you and I can begin to investigate. Surely someone in eternity has had similar problems you and I and they've gotten beyond it. Yes or no?
Yes.
So study that person. You want to be wealthy? Study wealthy people. Don't just have some panacea that you're just going to get wealthy. Read about wealthy people and find out that they lost everything and failed miserably 20, 50 times. But what they had as a characteristic, a quality in their personality, is they were persistent and they kept changing and they kept forgiving and letting go of the past and kept going. And sooner or later they ran into it, and when they had all the money they wanted, it was never about the money. It was just about that they could prove to themselves that they can do it.
It's a precious life. If something is precious, where do you want to invest this life? Into what do you want to invest this precious life? If this is a worthless life, throw it somewhere. If this is a precious life, what do you want to invest this life into? If you look at it this way, you will find something truly worthwhile to do.
And the hardest part about change is making a new choice. The moment you make a new choice, get ready. You're leaving the known. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be unfamiliar. There's going to be some uncertainty. You can't predict. You're not in the known any longer.
But if you want to begin to move into your own personal greatness, if you want to begin to really enjoy a happy, successful, healthy life, you've got to be willing to go against the tide. You've got to be willing to harness your will and say, in spite of this, I'm in control here. I'm not going to let this get me down. I'm not going to let this destroy me. I'm coming back, and I'll be stronger and better because of it. You have got to make a declaration that this is what you stand for. You're standing up for your dreams. You're standing up for peace of mind. You're standing up for health. You want it, and you're going to go all out to have it. It's not going to be easy when you want to change. It's not easy. If it were in fact easy, everybody would do it. But if you're serious, you'll go all out. Yes, I'm going to turn this situation around. I'm not going to sit back and moan and cry over what happened and what went wrong and who did what. I'm going to do something about this situation.
One of the most valuable exercises you can engage in to accomplish any goal you can set for yourself is to ask yourself, what is my limiting step? What is the one factor that determines the speed at which I achieve my goal, or whether I achieve it at all? Your ability to identify your limiting step is one of the best demonstrations of your intelligence. Your capacity to eliminate this limiting step is one of the best demonstrations of your overall competence in achieving anything you want. Self-confidence is critical in studying everything that has been written or said about personal success. The conclusion I came to was that your level of self-confidence is probably the critical factor in everything you accomplish. When you have enough self-confidence, you will try almost anything, because success is largely a matter of averages or probabilities. The more things you try, the more likely it is that you will achieve greatly. The same is true for you. When you set more goals, try more things, engage in more activities, and explore more opportunities, your probabilities of success increase dramatically. The only real limiting step that you might have is your level of self-confidence. When you reach the point at which you believe in yourself absolutely, the barriers that exist in your external world will not stop you. The major obstacles to success always lie within the mind of the individual. They are not contained in external circumstances, situations, or people. As soon as you win the inner battle, the outer battle seems to take care of itself. How do you infuse your whole life with the kind of self-confidence that makes everything possible for you? The answer is contained in what I call the four D's, which determine success in anything you really want to accomplish. The first D is desire. You must really want to become a totally self-confident human being. You must build up your desire by thinking about it and talking about it and working on it all the time. Your desire must become so intense that it overrides your fears of failure, rejection, and inferiority, and it becomes the dominant emotion governing your behaviors. Intense desire is the starting point of all personality modification and goal attainment. The second D is decision. You must make a do or die decision that you will go to work on yourself and keep at it until you achieve the kind of self-confidence that enables you to do. B, and say whatever you want, you must burn your mental bridges. Many people want things, but they never make the clear, unequivocal decision that they are going to do what it takes to get them. The third D is determination. Once you have started to make significant changes in the way you act, your internal gyroscope will try to take over and bring you back into your comfort zone, into your old ways of acting. Sometimes progress will be slow, and often you will see no progress at all. Nonetheless, you must persist in the positive and constructive behaviors that you know will lead to making you into the kind of person you wish to become. Your determination must be as unshakable as the self-confidence you desire. The fourth D is discipline. Underlying and surrounding all great achievement in life is the quality of self-discipline. This is the ability to make yourself do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not. Every practice of self-discipline strengthens your discipline in every other area of your life. As Napoleon Hill said, after more than 20 years of research into the lives of successful men and women, self-discipline is the master key to riches. It is self-discipline that makes everything else possible. If you have the desire to change, the decisiveness to take action, the determination to persist on your forward track, and the discipline to make yourself do whatever you need to do, your self-confidence and your success are inevitable.
People have enormous capabilities beyond what's commonly thought to be possible. The power to tap into our unlimited potential is directly connected to how we define reality, how we view ourselves, and what believe we can achieve. No matter what is now or will occur, you can choose, right this moment, more empowering meanings for everything in your life. You hold the power to create a new world for yourself and those you care about. The mind shift is simple but profound. Is this the end of something wonderful or the beginning of something unpleasant? Are you being punished for your failure or rewarded for your success? The minute you decide to focus on something, you assign it a meaning and infuse it with feeling. How you define an event produces emotion and determines your inner feeling state going forward. The meaning you assign to any event, interaction, or outcome defines the emotional tone of your experience and the feelings you generate throughout your life. Meaning equals emotion and emotion equals life. The meaning you give your experiences will always change how you feel, and the emotion you feel always becomes the quality of your life. Our memories are actually anchors to feeling states, images, sounds, and sensations. All of these aspects rely on the meaning we give to them. The meaning you attach to something produces the emotion of your life, and your emotion is your life. Meaning equals emotion, emotion equals life. Write this down or memorize this stanza. This is the essence to the entire power of meaning. The meaning you give events, interactions, and outcomes determines how you feel. Meaning informs your emotional state. By creating a ladder of positive and empowering meanings, you effectively change the direction of your life and provide yourself rational, proven reasons your success will continue. And it all starts now with your decision to become conscious of the meanings you are constantly creating. This technique is called reframing, and it's one of the most powerful tools you can use to improve your psychology. Reframing isn't about pretending a situation is great when it may not be. Rather, it's about discovering what could be great, what you could learn by consequence, or how you can use the situation to create a better outcome. Perspective is a powerful thing. When you can reframe a particular experience or interaction, you can often change what happens as a result. Let's say, for example, your boss is always yelling at you. Human beings tend to attach certain meanings to experiences. In actuality, there may be an infinite number of ways to interpret any experience, We frame the events in our life based on the ways we've decided to perceive similar experiences in the past, forming habitual patterns we repeat throughout our entire lives. Are your patterns helping or harming you? It's vital to remember that our perceptions are creative in nature. If we define something as negative, that's the message our brain receives and responds to by creating an emotional state to reinforce that reality. The quality of your life is the quality of your communication with yourself as well as with others. Reframing is the difference between being constantly disappointed and being consistently satisfied. By stacking positive interpretations one after the other, you become the author of the success story of your own life. How would you feel at bedtime if every day turned out to be ideal, interesting, or even amazing? It's closer than you think. Start harnessing your innate ability to supercharge your emotions, empower your decisions, and elevate your life today through the power of meaning.